what would I want to see happen? I really think that every single child, special needs or not, is an individual. And I would love to see a system where each child can feel supported and not that they go into a machine and come out. Now, in special needs, I think that hasn't been true at St. Philip's. I think in the mainstream that's more true, and that's a worry. It does worry me. I don't think necessarily at primary, but certainly at secondary. And that worries me. I would be very concerned if special education went down that route, but I don't think it will because of the very nature of the people that are involved in it. Their heart is for the young people and for their families. So I think, you know, that's okay. It would concern me if the funding's changing all right across the board, isn't it? And it would concern me if the facilities and the funds that are available to support young people didn't exist. So that would be a concern. My hopes is that every child, regardless special needs or not, achieves the potential that they can possibly achieve. That their school years are happy years, as well as being aspirational years. And they don't, like me, I mean, we haven't talked about my schooling, but I didn't enjoy my schooling. It's amazing that I became a teacher, really, because I really didn't enjoy being a student at school until I got to sixth form, and then I wasn't really a student. I was just sort of a person who enjoyed their social life and attended college during certain hours. Yeah, I suppose I want the very best for young people and for kids with special needs. I think the provision is pretty good up to 16. I think in some cases, after that, and probably more than I'm aware of, it's less good. So I'm very concerned about what happens to young people as they become young adults and then they move into middle age or whatever it is, and what opportunities and provision is there for them and where the support systems are for them. And the conversation I had with a parent when I went on the Special Olympics, the last competition, it made me think that, you know, here are some parents who are thinking, we are going to be looking after our young person for the rest of our life, but we're not going to be here forever. What happens to him then? You know, what happens when we're not there? And they are genuinely worried about that, because there's no apparent support system that's available to him. And yet, talking with a young person, somebody again who works for an ex-student at St. Philip's, who's done really reasonably well. Not sure they're working, but they're certainly involved in a lot of voluntary stuff. And he's living in with other students, ex-students at St. Philip's. It's a cared for place, but it there's nobody living in, you know. What is it? Support, community support sort of thing. So it's and he's getting on really well, and he's enjoying his life, which is great, you know, which is smashing. So it's horses for courses, but yeah, it's about levels of support for those people who need it, and then it's there. And my concern would be that level of support, particularly once they leave school and college, isn't there, and that, you know, parents are required to bring in, but they won't be there forever. So that would be my concern.